Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. It's so nice to be with you again.
Ooh, it's goodness. A lovely day in the neighborhood.
Yes.
All
and
right.
It's time because my cat is circling in the hallway crying, so it must be time to be get on air.
the town crier there. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Today we are talking about releasing your emotional baggage. So I guess she got started early. she's ahead of us. So yeah. we really don't want to forget the past. We just want to let go of regretting the past and how to appreciate the power of the present moment. And we'll also be talking about initiating future change from the now.
And we wanted to talk about it in terms of, we don't want to lose our baggage, because if you've ever been to the airport, you know what it's like if you lose your luggage. What we want to talk about is releasing the luggage to know yourself in a different way. So that's where we're coming at with this. And we want people to call in. If you're having any kind of issue with accessing heart space along with us, please call in and we'll work with you through that. Right, Joan? That's what
yes,
we're
and
doing.
I want to be very specific about this. If you want to call in to talk to us, there is an 888-627-6008 number, and that's just for calling in to talking to us live. That's 888-627-6008. If you would like to step away from your computer and just listen to us by phone, that's a different phone number, and that is 716-748-6008. 0150. So if you want to listen by phone, it's 716-748-0150. But if you want to talk to us about your emotional baggage, or if you want some help dropping into heart space like Janet was talking about, that's 888-627-6008. Do you think I've repeated it enough that it's now erased from their memory?
I don't know. Depends upon if they lost it or if they released it.
That
no?
is it.
There you go.
they've released it. It's gone to Peoria, yeah. And they're on the way to yeah. Paris, right?
Oh, and if you got luggage, remember in this work we have no sense of time or space. So you want to make sure that you're willing, able, ready to really let that go. Because what if it never found you again?
And you know yeah. what? They're not going to let it go unless they're ready to let it go. So if they find
yes.
themselves, if y'all find yourself letting go of something, it's because you're ready for it.
You just, so are.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. Because you're looking to get new luggage.
Right,
new baggage.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I want a Kate Spade bag. Let's talk about some things coming up, and then we'll dive into heart space.
Got it.
So let me see.
You got all kinds of great things going on up in yeah,
well,
your area.
Yes, and we both have some really fun, interesting things. Both you and I are into meetups nowadays, mm-hmm. and so I have three different meetups happening in three different cities. This weekend, I am in Lacey, which is near Olympia, on Washington, and that Conscious Conversations meetup is at Forrest Coffee on Saturday, October 10th at 1 p.m. The next time I'm doing a meetup is in Seattle, and that is Conscious Conversations meetup is at 1:45 on Beacon Hill on October 25th. And then my Tacoma meetup, and all of these are monthly, by the way, is on not until November 14th. At the Wheelock Library in Proctor, and that's at 3 p.m. on that Saturday. But you and I are doing mm-hmm. something extra special.
Yes. For those of you, who, if you can get yourself to Tacoma, Washington on Sunday, October the 18th at 1:30, Joan and I are presenting Conscious Conversations with the two of us, and it's all about consciousness techniques. So we'll get you into heart space, and we'll learn all kinds and share information and just have a really marvelous time. So we look forward to you coming. You can get register early on her website, my website. And that's Janet and beyond.com. And there's a PayPal button there if you want. And Joan is Joan Newcomb, right? What's your website?
That's my old website. My new website is Joan-Newcomb because I had to be different. It's Joan-Newcomb.com. But yes, you can sign up for our workshop at Crystal Voyage, the Conscious Technologies Workshop or Consciousness Technique Workshop at Crystal Voyage. On October 18th, like you said, at 1:30 in the afternoon. And either way, you can sign up. And if you sign up early, you save $5.
Hey, that's worth the price of admission.
Right.
Or and something you, like that, right?
Yeah. And you've got a meetup in Portland. Portlandia. Yes.
Weekly here in Portlandia. Yeah. We do things here in Southeast Portland. And it's been lovely the last 2 weeks. We've been able to sit around the fire pit outside under clear skies and just drop into heart space that has been filled with the ancientest, oldest tradition known to man, probably, which is sitting around a campfire and just looking at the stars. And you can feel it. It's just been just marvelous between all the wonderful eclipses and ellipses and equinoxes and all whatever that is. So we've just been having a great time, and you can check that out. And please do. And then I'm also going to be in Los Angeles area, November 22nd at the Hospitality for Humanity event. That's an all-day event that's going to have lots of different speakers and seminars, and we'll all talk for 20 minutes, I think, and then we can do different things, and I'll be available to see clients while I'm down there. So if anybody has any interest in seeing me live, we can do that. So,
and I highly recommend it. I mean, either come see us at Crystal Voyage in October 18th or go see Janet on November 22nd. It is, you will fall on your ass, I guarantee you.
Yeah, that's one way to do it, isn't it? Right. And if you're not local to us, okay, in either of those places, join us for our free conscious conference calls. We do once a month. And, you know, when is our next one? Is it in November? Did we have it already?
Let me see. There is no time or space except in the physical plane. It is still October. So our October one is on Thursday, October 15th. They're always on Thursdays. They're at 7 o'clock. And the thing is, you can sign up for it. And if you can't make it live, you can get the recording. And you will get the benefit. You will definitely feel it just even by signing up. So you can send us an email at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, and we will sign you up.
And the whole point of all of this is to create a space for us to be together in what we call heart-centered awareness, in the place of consciousness, and hear your authentic voice, and how precious and rare that is to do it in a gathering that's holding that in a state of warmth, support, and non-judgment. And those are the keys that we invite grace in that state, Joan and I, when we do our work. And it's not to be, we you can hear our excitement about being with people more than one, the dynamics that happen in a group, and it is special and unique to that moment in time. So there is no time or space in that space. And as you join us in out of time, you know, it's really fuzzy. And that's what it's all about, is that the world becomes nonlinear. It becomes holographic. It becomes loose. It becomes fun. It becomes whatever it becomes. And we're inviting you to join us in how we play that way. And There's all our enthusiasm in the moment, huh?
Yeah. And some other ways to connect with us, non-linearly or otherwise, is you can join us on Facebook. Look us up on Facebook at Conscious with Joan and Janet and join the group and join the fun. You can also find us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can also follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. I tweet a lot of different interesting things. I'm right now into Esther the Wonder Pig, but you will also get you will get some other retweets from around the world because I follow people all over the place and occasionally have my own intelligent things to say in 140 characters or less. Yeah. And we are on YouTube, so subscribe to us on YouTube because you can listen to all of these shows on YouTube if you like.
Hey, and do a marathon. What would it be like to just have your own private little marathon of being in heart space, coming out every 40 minutes and going down, and just spending the afternoon like that? And I have heard from friends and people who listen to us on podcasts and listen to us before they go to bed. So they're just going into that state when they're there at sleep. And how marvelous is that? It's just
it's a great way to bliss out. I just
that's
totally
it.
Rock that.
All right, Kat. The cat's here. So
the cat is joining us in heart space.
Yeah, this is Kooky, everybody, and she's always in heart space. So let's see. What are we going to talk about? Letting go. Well, letting go, releasing. What are these other terms that we have to consider?
Well,
you know, sometimes it's we're thinking about directional. I hear direction. Sometimes it's about holding on, right? Which is the reverse of release. It's holding on. And we are all encoding our information in different ways. And so you get to look at what you're holding on is really telling you what is precious and vital and the value that you may not be noticing, right?
Yeah.
So you want to be able to extract that out of that baggage.
Well, you know,
release.
Yes, and you know, we were talking about, we both know people who have lost their memories, and the thing is that you don't want to necessarily lose the information, but you may want to lose the emotion that is around it. So you know, and we don't want to lose the things that we've learned in life or the things that are precious to us, but we may want it not to be encrusted with emotion. And so I have some techniques about how to do that. If you hang on towards the end of the show, I will teach some handy dandy techniques.
Yeah. So I think we're probably at our commercial break, right?
Yes. So we have to stop for a commercial break, but you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and stay tuned because we're talking about emotional baggage in a state of grace right after the commercial.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. That's Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about emotional baggage, and this is a live show today, so if you would like to come have some help getting into heart space about your emotional baggage, or would just like the emotional part released from your baggage, call in 888-627-6008. And I just want to emphasize that that is the call-in line to talk to us live, which is 888-627-6008. If you're just wanting to listen to the show on the phone, it's 716-748-0150. So you want to tell them a little bit about what heart space is before we drop on down?
Okay, so in case you haven't heard my lyrical tones before explaining this, I just want you to know that there is a different way. If you got out of your head, and the state of mind that you hold on to that's so small, and you can feel how tight that is in your on there for everybody. We're just going to loosen it up. And in loosening it up, maybe there's a different way and a different place to be making choices about how you live your life. And we're going to call that heart-centered awareness. And it could be called the field of the heart. It could be called the zero-point field. It is a place of unified consciousness. And it is a place where you and I, as individuals, lose our individuality and we just become potential. We're just information. And in accessing that state of awareness, things show up differently. Choices can be made different than what you are. Because the mind is a rationalizing, reasoning, objectifying kind of experience. That's what it does. It validates, it qualifies, quantifies, objectifies. When we talk about heart, we're not talking about that. We're talking not so much the physical heart or the emotional heart, but we're talking the core, the essence that's in all of us. And that's what we're looking for. So the power that comes in being in that place, Joan, you and I have seen it do wondrous things. And so that's why Joan and I celebrate that. And in the new language of consciousness technologies, which a lot of people are not familiar with, but if you're starting to focus on vibrational information, if you're starting to notice different ways to engage your spirituality and your religious life, consciousness technologies offers you the being in the moment present space where the tightly wrapped past and the tightly determined future have a bit of a space between them, and that's the present. And how to really be in the present. And one thing we're talking about here is that emotional baggage that keeps you stuck, right?
Yes, yes. So let me see, getting a word in edgewise here.
Lots of edges. Okay,
she's going to take a breath. Yes, and a couple different things. I'm gonna echo or use different words to talk about heart space, because the thing that was profound for me about dropping into heart space is it's not just going into your heart chakra, and it's not just going into this rosy, you know, this pink, viewing things through your rose-colored glasses.
Right.
It's like dropping down into a very deep awareness, a very deep resonance. So you're actually dropping into your heart and stepping back into the depth of it. And it's amazing. It's amazing how deep you can go in the physical body. It really is accessing unified consciousness down there. And it is an amazing experience. And you can be seeing out of your eyes at the same time you're feeling this. And Janet's also talking about being in the present moment. You know, when you are fully in the present time. Sometimes people feel like they don't want to be limited by present time, you know, mm-hmm. because as consciousness, you are everywhere at once. You're in the past and the future. There is no time or space. Mm-hmm. But when you are in the present moment, it is this amazing, immense feeling of infiniteness, and you can initiate things to happen when you are in that present moment to actually create change. So if you've been doing a lot of law of attraction stuff and feeling like you're spinning your wheels, or why where's my stuff? It's just out of reach. It's probably because you're doing a lot of moving out into the future to try to create something, and the seeds of reality are here in the now.
Oh, that is so appropriate. Great. Yeah, you encapsulated that really well. I love it. That's how we want to bring ourselves to this place. And you know what you described there, that state of ecstasy or that openness or that expansiveness, I think is the word, expansiveness, and that you just feel just awareness. There's no body, there's no others, there's just information. We have to find new words to describe these things, because the old world words that we use are full of agenda and the morphic field, where it's got all this collectively unconscious mode, energy, blah, blah, blah stuff around it. And so we're going to use new words or clear off the old so that you can really get to what it is you want to experience. And do you have to use drugs to get into that state? We're telling you that's one way, and it works for some people. But for us, we can just, in choosing to engage from that place, there doesn't have to be a ceremony. There doesn't have to be process. There doesn't have to be anything other than you in your awareness on and off. And we're exercising that in us and feeling that. So are we ready to go there, Joan, you think?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, yeah, the cat's asleep. Okay, so here we go. So everyone, no matter where you are or what you're doing, relax. Okay, and why did I use that word? I don't know. That's the energy I'm feeling. So just allow yourself to put down whatever it is. Allow yourself to let go of whatever today was about. Okay, and if you're lying down, lucky you. So just consider that you can, in consciously choosing to engage a different place of awareness to be. So there we are. So for some of us, oh, there's a lot of neck strain going on. So I think a lot of people have been trying to separate head and heart and all that. So just notice it. Just notice it. It's okay. It's just information. You don't have to be attached to it. It's just information. So just bring your awareness down. We're going to say down to heart, where your level of your heart is, because that's a nice, warm, cozy place. It is always there for you. So that gives you a physicality. So just notice the heart, the beat. Notice the breath, the beat. Inhale, exhale. And then just notice emotional terrain around you. Okay, there it is. Just open into that. And so whatever that emotional energy that's timely right now, that's in the front, just notice it. There's probably that baggage. If you see a bunch of baggage out there, how exciting. Okay? So just notice it's there. It's ready to go someplace. That's lovely. We'll make sure it goes someplace. So just relax. And then just keep going. This is non-directional. You can make it directional, but just keep going into the core, the essence of all, which is what heart means also. Where it's where you and I are one. So what affects you affects me in some way. And I am in some relationship to it. That's what Joan and I are tracking, is these different relationships. We can feel this information, and perhaps you do too. So just a level of awareness. So just be present. There is no time. There is no space. There is only potential. Potential is that which is not formed yet. It's not even energy. So just notice. Gotcha, Joan. What you got?
Well, I was just thinking, I'm not potential. I am is. What do you mean there's potential? But actually, you know what you're talking about is that when you're in this heart space and you're in this unified field, you're both here within your body, and you are in that space where thoughts are about to become things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that is the present, when something has not formed. Because by the time you think about it, you're actually in the past. And so many of us spend all our time in the future and we don't realize it. And we are doing that because, well, I've got to get this done because by then I need to. That right there means you're not present. You're oriented yourself in the future. And that's one way to organize information.
Well, you know, I just had a realization about that.
Okay.
And that is, as consciousness, you know, we can be anywhere at once. And, you know, mm-hmm. so it's effortless for us to be in the future and to be the moment you think about creating something, that aspect of you has already created it. You're already there. You mm-hmm. know, I want to take my mother's ashes to India. Bam, I'm at the Ganges or whatever. But mm-hmm. your body only exists in present time, and it only remembers the past because it used to mm-hmm. be. So it's the body that is more focused on denser energy from the past, and mm-hmm. as consciousness, you're out in the future. So there's always a disconnect unless you bring yourself into the present moment.
Well, I kind of see that as, okay, there's the past, there's the present, and there's the future, is the way that we organize it in order to know where we are. We need to have a sense of where we are. And since consciousness is a spectrum without boundaries, where the boundary is so big that you don't have a sense of where the edges that are, we want to know where we are because that is incorporated into our sense of safety.
Mm.
If I know where I am, I know where I am in relation to this, that, or the other thing. And I think
so,
that's
Janet,
inherent.
You're talking yeah. as your physical body. Okay. You're talking
yeah.
as your personality, because anything to do with safety, it's a concern of the body personality, not consciousness. And
right.
and your body right. doesn't feel comfortable. Your body personality doesn't feel comfortable as a riderless horse or as a car mm-hmm. without a driver. Mm-hmm. It wants to know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are in the present moment, that's when you're actually sitting in the driver's seat, or that's when you're actually in the car, because you brought your focus back into the present moment where you're lined up with your body. And, you know, we've been talking about emotional baggage. So, mm-hmm. so you know, that just implies all the stuff you're carrying with you from previous experiences.
Got it. I totally agree. And it's where you're holding your orientation from, right?
So what do you do about emotional baggage?
What do I do with emotional baggage? Well, I think what I do is I notice it. Okay.
Oh, look, it's an emotional bag.
And for me, I see that is like the weaving, you know, it's all these strands. And so about anything, there's an emotional context, and there's a mental context, and there's a spiritual context. And so you kind of, I don't know that I hold it quite so separate. It's woven in. So I just kind of allow myself to notice, oh, that's the way this piece of information is oriented. That's the way it's anchored or centered in something. So what if that could be different? And sometimes I need to label it a specific identity so that there's some recognition that in me that goes, oh, yeah, that's what that is. Oh, all right. Oh, well, I don't need that. And that'll transform it. And I don't know. What do you notice about what we would call emotional baggage?
Well, several things at once. But I think what I'll touch on is the last thing you said is what you're doing is that you're bringing it into present time.
Mm-hmm.
So when you bring it to the present moment, all the past stuff does dissipate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what feels so wonderful about being in presence, in the present moment, in the now. It feels mm-hmm. so wonderful to be in the now because all that past emotion dissolves, the pain body dissolves, so to speak. So that's one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is just imagining that all those past memories are like pictures that have emotions attached to them. And, you know, what would it be like if you could have those pictures, which contain all that information from the past, without the emotions from the past?
And would you say that, for me, right there when you say that, it was like the emotions are the colorations of the picture?
Well, but the emotions can be the discolorations of the picture, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So you're not seeing it as you're not actually seeing it.
Because it's kind of graded or it's done something to it. Yeah, very, very good. So for those of you that are visual about this, you may be noticing emotions as not quite such a feeling thing, but maybe as in some other sensory.
Right. And so if you visualize it as a picture, one thing you can do is just snip the corner of the picture and tilt it, and it drains the emotion out of it.
Ooh, I love that. Okay, everybody, let's do that. I can feel that. So. Wow. Okay. So everybody get a picture. Okay. And that's not that hard. Yeah. I bet everybody's running film at 4, 2, and 7. Okay. Right. Cause that's the way we do it. So just do that. Lead us through that again, Joan.
Sure. And then I have an even faster, more effortless one, you can imagine, you can even imagine your whole photo album of your past and clip the corner of it and tilt it and just let all the emotion drain out of it.
Or the Etch-a-Sketch idea comes to mind.
Well, you know, what happens to the Etch-a-Sketch is you lose the picture.
Yeah. Okay.
Lose the emotion, you don't want to lose the
picture. Got it. Very good point. All right. For all of you that made that leap, there you go. Back to it. So the picture, we're going to tilt it. And then let wonder happen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I'm noticing as we're collectively doing that is that the picture itself actually becomes brighter. It becomes luminescent.
Yeah.
You've let all the darkness or the smudging, you know. Because the other thing is that we don't really have a clear, you know, our memories are distorted over time.
Right.
So this way it just allows you to have the truth or the essence of it.
Right. And the difference between how you originally held it and now how you observe it is really key, because that is the truth of how the mind apparently works, is that when you recall that memory, it's actually changing due to the emotional state that you're in currently. So those are good things to be aware of. Okay, so else? Yeah.
So another thing that kind of steps aside from the picture, which is, you know, you notice that was a sort of a slow procedure, and a way to very quickly release emotions. If you think about it, we're continually creating pictures. It's just like, you know, we're just snapping pictures on our phone, but our phone is in our head, you know. So we're just continually creating memories.
I'm going to interrupt that. We do it through memory because we're visual creatures. 80% of how we track, how we take in, observe the world is through our eyesight. Okay, so that's why we're doing visual. Okay,
it's not just memories too, because we're also picking up impressions from other people, and you're Got picking it. Up, you know, so you're subliminally, you're picking up, you know, ads on TV and stuff like that. So you're constantly getting your space, in a sense, is constantly getting crammed with information. So
bombarded.
So a way to delete some cookies or to at least effortlessly release those is to think about blowing bubbles. So you imagine if you dip the little wand in and you blow, and just there's a stream of bubbles, and then they pop. And as they pop, you are actually clearing the cookies out of your space, the unwanted things out of your space, that the you know, pictures that were projected at you out of your space. So you're not releasing your core information or your true information, but you're releasing the dust, grime, and dirt around that information.
Well, I think what comes to mind is the bubble that has the little bubbles attached to it. You ever see those, the bubbles that form on bubbles? And so those are like all the different little variations associated in that. I like that, because I can just see that, how, well, some of it just wants to drop drift away. And then right. as it drifts away, it pops, right? I mean, it's under its own steam to do that. Oh, I love that. Yeah. Okay, everybody.
There's actually that way. Yeah, exactly, everybody. You don't even have to pop it. You just as you're blowing it, it pops.
Yeah. Okay. Notice the ones that kind of hang around a little bit. There are those two.
I don't know, Janet. I think those are your invisible friends. Mr. Bubbles.
Playing with us.
Tiny bubbles.
Yeah. Well, we did reach a point where working with someone a couple of weeks ago, it was like, oh, everything is so hard. And I said, well, effort and effervescence. Okay, so anything that requires effort, we're just going to do effervescence. And I like that. So here we go, everybody. We got the bubbles. And what if you had a perpetual bubble machine? You ever seen one of those? You know,
yes.
At a party or something, just keep generating bubbles. So maybe you just need to leave one running for a while if you feel like you've got a lot of stuff.
That would be wild. That's something you could just decide that you'll do when you go to sleep at night and just imagine how refreshed you'd be feeling
right.
in the morning.
You wake up covered in soap suds.
you would be super oxygenated in the morning.
You would. Okay, everybody, let's put the perpetual bubble machine on when you attach to your breath. I love it. Okay. Yeah, there you go. A lot of CO2 going out, full of stuff. There's lots of different ways. There's like EFT, which is a great process. A lot of people use that. There's lots of different ways you can use consciousness technologies. And pretty much consciousness technologies, if I could say it, is about the now, the instantaneous, the spontaneous. I'm going to notice it right now. Tut, 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 top, doop, 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 done. Not many things are like that. But consciousness technology invites you to think about those kind of realities. And so we like them. So what if this was all simple and easy and everything you were noticing, you just ran it through like Joan suggested. You see it as a painting and it's discolored. And so cut the corner off, let the color, the smoke, fire sale. You know, maybe the house has been arson and you know the smoke.
You know, I would not bring that into your reality.
All right, everybody.
You don't want your photographs burned down. But yeah.
Well, we were sitting around the fire, and you know, at some point, some of the wood got really smoky, and we went in the house, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, you just kind of reek. So you don't want to have any residue here. So just clean air, clean smoke, fresh breeze. And just let this stuff move.
And I keep wanting to have graham crackers and Hershey bars and marshmallows when you're talking about your fire pit.
Yeah, really? Oh, gosh. Well, maybe that's it. Maybe there's celebration involved here, Joan. Mm-hmm. Whoa, everybody.
It's champagne bubbles.
Yeah, and it's about feeling good. Notice if it seems to be a little easier to be something different. Here we go. Can it be that easy, Joan?
It works better that way, don't you find?
I do, but I heard that question. Can it be that simple?
You know, it's deceptive when you're playful like that and you just do it mm-hmm. effortlessly and you're not really paying a lot of attention, mm-hmm. that is when it is the most potent. Don't you find? The things that go by in a blink of an eye, it's like, whoa, what was that?
Right. And there's so much you can get your mind around, wrapped around and involved in. And that often is just creating distance or unclarity, or it's just mind active. And it's not always helpful and useful. And I'm a great one for, boy, I can think something all the way through. And that does create distance. If you find that you think a lot instead of feeling a lot, you might want to notice that. Because if you're rationalizing and reasoning in the name of logic, there might be a price you're paying for that.
Well, you know, you're kind of existing in that analytical part of your brain. It's like you're, it's like being in your computer rather than, you know, sitting in your chair as the user. You know, and that's a great way to numb out and not feel, but it also really gums up the works.
And, you know, it's really seductive, right? Yes. You're into it. And, you know, like you were talking about today, you found yourself away from the computer and you felt such a difference.
I felt so much better, right?
so much better because you were like, let me look at it. Because we do get too much
that overstimulation.
It forces us to process, and we seem to feel that we're not feeling it as quickly or something. I don't know. There's some disorganization in there between how we perceive something and how we experience something. And heart is about experiencing something. So heart-centered awareness is about experiencing something. And there we go.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, everybody. So just do that head rinse, man. Yeah, lots of bubbles, squeegees, clean the glass. Okay, some of us, I got a squeegee going.
What a relief it is. It is.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. And, you know, what I notice is that if you're doing it very effortlessly, is that suddenly your head starts feeling clearer.
Mm-hmm.
Your vision starts feeling clearer. You feel lighter because you've been deleting the cookies, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay. So, in releasing the emotional content around something. So, everybody, let's just take a moment and just something that's been, you know, you've been paying attention to in your daily life. And what if you could just extract a little bit of emotional coloration that's discoloring and see what happens. And this is why heart-centered awareness is so valuable, because you can stop at any time and check in. You don't have to react. If you've got emotions engaged, if you find yourself in a reaction, your emotions are engaged. When you are in a neutral position, you have time to respond, which is a whole different thing.
Yes.
Whole different thing. So what if you decided to yourself, as consciousness, that you were willing to let go of these old ways of dealing with yourself or others, and we just start to line up the baggage? Maybe we need a couple of dump trucks. I got a visual going there. Okay.
Well, you know, yes, and there's a cleaner, more carbon-friendly, you know, way of doing that, which is, you know, just instantly disintegrating the non-essential stuff. So you're not, you know, not polluting the rest of the earth with it, kind of thing. But it's just, you know, it really is deleting it. It's highlighting and deleting. It's erasing it. And again, I want to remind folks that the truth is never destroyed. And the true essence of whatever you're here to know or remember is not ever gone. It's you know, it's always there in the Akashic records. It's always there in the cosmic internet, in the files somewhere. But the stuff that's extraneous and the stuff that's weighing you down or holding you back, that can be instantaneously deleted.
And that's the upgrade that we're going to be talking about at Crystal Voyage. It will be a whole lot of fun. So everyone, it's kind of time to bring your awareness of the day back. But I hate that word. Anyway, let's use the word anyway. Anyway, you're going to come back, but anyway, you're going to stay in this state. And what if it just kept enriching and all you're doing is shifting your awareness in and out of it? And it's always there in you. So as we come back out of this field and wave a fond farewell to all that was there and go back into your emotional terrain and you notice all that stuff that was stacked up around the corners doesn't seem to be so much, and maybe it's not there anymore.
It's not anything where the cleaners come in and the house is nice.
Yeah. When we were busy having our bubbles, the cleaners showed up. I love it. Okay. And bring your awareness back to your heart. Be appreciative of the beat of it, the breath of the lungs, the connection.
So I invite you to hold that space because we're going to a commercial break, and you will learn more about emotional baggage in a state of grace when we come back.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, and I'm along here with Janet, and we have been talking about emotional baggage.
Yeah, it's very funny. I just saw someone, a woman, energy, like Reese Witherspoon in Legally Blonde with her little purse, and that was her baggage, and she was putting it out to the curb. So I have no idea that what that's about, but... And that might be a lot, okay? So we're not saying you have to dump everything. It might be very comforting to have some of that stuff around. What we are suggesting is that maybe that what doesn't serve you or isn't useful anymore really could go someplace else. And it can go back into that cosmic soup and it can go back and become nothing again. So it just goes back to the potential of it. So, you know, whatever you...
Right. You don't have to hoard it.
No, no.
Or you don't have to keep your kids' stuff in the basement or your parents' stuff in the attic. You know, you can let that stuff go out and get reorganized.
And that... Oh, okay. So there's a big awareness. Is the stuff that seems to be attached to us from family. I'm noticing that when you said that. Whoa, okay. So sometimes, you know, we're picking up what feels like baggage or the extra heavy load from those around us, from those who've been before us. You can have clan baggage. You can have tribal baggage. You could have societal baggage. You can have any kind of baggage from anywhere. Belief systems are great for this, right? Boy, there's a whole lot of baggage around that belief system. Yeah. You know, you can pick and choose and...
Well, you know what? That actually reminds me, we can let folks know what we're going to talk about next week, because we actually know what we're going to talk about next week. We're talking about clan baggage, tribal baggage. We are going to be talking about groups. We're going to talk about the power of groups, where groups help propel you forward. And then we're also going to talk to you about the setbacks about groups when it actually ends up being limiting. So yeah. Between now and then, we invite you to blow a lot of bubbles.
Yeah, line right up. We got those bubble machines we'll be using. Go ahead.
I just wanted to remind folks of ways to stay in touch with us between now and then.
Okay.
And Janet, you have a website?
They can reach me at janetandbeyond.com, all spelled out, one word. And if you sign up for my weekly blog, because I write weekly, Joan Write Weekly, we write wonderful things, you can get my free Enjoying Life Top 10 Tips. That's really about 28 of them. And you can get that. And then they can keep track of your goodies. Yours comes out on Fridays. Mine comes out on Mondays for Joan. And Joan, what's that website of yours again?
Yes. So my website is joan-newcomb.com. And yes, if you go there, you can sign up for my newsletter and my free goodies. And I have a quiz on my website to discover your passion and your purpose.
Yeah,
I have a couple of courses for sale. So if you wanted to get a preview of the things Janet and I are going to be talking about, I do have a course on a webinar on consciousness techniques that you can order, and also accessing unseen help for your life, health, and business. You can actually purchase that now too. And we've got meetups. We've got meetups coming up. I have a meetup every weekend this month. First time I'm in Olympia, the second time in Seattle, and then the last time I'm in Tacoma. And Janet and I are also in Tacoma. You can find us out on our events on both of our websites. But I tell you, sign up soon for the Tacoma event. I'm sure it's going to fill up. And also, you can get a $5 discount on your ticket if you order in advance.
Right. So we'll be sharing and dropping in as group accessing heart-centered awareness, and then sharing. Joan's got a wonderful background in all kinds of lovely ways to experience information, which she's been sharing with us today and always does. And there's no reason, unless there is, to feel the way you do. Right?
Unless you're feeling wonderful and you want to stay that way, so that's fine.
Exactly. We get to pick and choose how we feel about
and
life.
You can be happy for no reason.
Oh my gosh! Yes, what a concept, right? So maybe this week, take time to notice what you'd like to feel. How would you like to be in? Maybe by next week, you know. You can write us or email us or let us know at Conscious with Joan and Janet or on our Facebook fan club thing what it is that is important to you emotionally, right, that you relate to and what you'd like to have different. And we'll put it out there and let's just party on and have bubbles. I think that's great. I love that.
Yes, lots of bubbles. Yes. And you know what? We want to remind folks, too, that you were going to be in Los Angeles. You were just
November 22nd, Hospitality for Humanity from 9 to 9 in L.A. And I think it's Culver City kind of area or Malibu. I'm not sure. I don't have all that info in front of me. But that sounds like it's going to be fun. And I will be available for sessions in the area. So if you're interested in that, please contact me at janetb@janetandbeyond.com, which is my email address. Janet B, the letter B for Barrett, @janetandbeyond.com. And what would we want to leave our listeners with right now? We have a few minutes, Joan.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was going to rave a little bit more about sessions with you.
Oh, well, aren't you sweet?
Because you know, the thing is that people go, well, what do we do? You know, what do they do? Kind of thing. And you know, Janet emits a very powerful energy. I'm sure you've had a taste of this today, just being in heart space. But it is a wonderful feeling energy. And the lovely thing about it is it does bypass your intellect. So miraculous changes go on. And, you know, she comes from a very strong healing modality is how I would say that. My background is clairvoyant, and my healing sessions are different. And at the same, they have unexpected results. So using
Joan
these consciousness,
can tell you all about your stuff.
if you want me to,
yeah.
But,
she does.
But
great.
I also find it. Yeah. I find it more empowering to teach people how to do it for themselves as well.
Isn't that the truth? That's what we're both after, right?
Yes.
That's why we do this show. Is we want to empower our listeners. You know, it's not empowering them; it's telling them that they have the power. We don't
do
anything.
You are the power. Yes.
We allow for a space for your wonder to show up. And we're, and sometimes we want permission to be able to speak our truth. Sometimes, you know, we set up how we engage life, all of us, in different ways. And Joan and I see very clearly the benefit of what we have gained by changing and making this our lifestyle choice to see our world as friendly. Right. And there's lots of things that say the world isn't friendly. And you can choose to empower that, or you can choose to feel your truth beyond that emotional thing and feel the connection between all of us. And so we want to empower you to be aware of your own power. That's all we do.
And if you want to hear more from us or about us, you can subscribe to us on YouTube. All these shows are on YouTube. You can also join us on Facebook, Conscious with Joan and Janet on Facebook, or both of us have our pages on Facebook. And also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. Follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. And it sounds
and
like...
I appreciate everyone who writes. I'm not really computer proficient, so I love it when someone writes to me. I'm not always good about knowing what I'm supposed to do with that information. So if there's something you'd personally like me to respond to, send it to janetb@janetandbeyond.com. And I always respond to anything that goes to that email. But otherwise, thank you for the likes. Thank you for the sharing that you're doing. And we very much appreciate it.
Yes. So you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett still.
And we'd like to thank you all for joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving.
And have a wonderful couple of next, well, yeah. Till the next time. There we go. Put it
same time, same channels.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.